Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francis on.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesco on the Fan on this Monday, the 21st day of October, with a lot to talk about. We have the Jets tonight against the Pats. We'll get to that later. And really, we have two enormously important, urgent topics to get to. You could lead with either one. I will lead with the bigger picture one, and that's the Yankees. But don't miss what we're going to do when we talk about the Giants. So do not miss that. It was a tough Saturday night, there's no question. It was a tough game. It was another tough series. The season's disappointing. There's no moral victories for the Yankees. There never can be. There was a couple of years when making the playoffs was enough as they rebuilt. And they've made a little bit of that innocent climb in the playoffs. But this year was a year where if the Yankees, and we said it all year, did not get back to the World Series, where they have not been in a decade, this year was a disappointment. So this year, despite everything they overcame, despite all the injuries they had, despite the performances that came out of nowhere, this year was a disappointment. This team has failed to do what it needs to do, and that is get to a World Series, because the Yankees still, and you don't want that ever to change, folks, the Yankees are measured by World Series. They're measured by championships. They're measured by World Series visits. They're measured by rings. And that should never change, because if it does, then you're no longer the Yankees. So that means there's more disappointment along the way. And you can look at a lot of things that went on in this series. And when I sat in the building Friday night on what was a chilly night, you know, it's funny, I dressed warm for the Thursday night game because the game two was nice, was a daytime. The Minnesota game had been cold. So I brought out one of my ski jackets, not ski bag, but a winter jacket for the Thursday game. And it was warm. And then I didn't bring it on Friday, and it was freezing. And I could tell you this on Friday, a lot of empty seats around me. A lot of empty seats. A lot of people didn't believe. They didn't want to go see that last game. They didn't think they were going to beat Verlander. And they did, and they gained something from that game. I think the biggest thing they gained from that game was Paxton under the stripes. And that's something they'll take and build on as they go forward. But let's be honest. There isn't a lot to choose from between these teams, but you got to say it. The Astros are just a better team. And they did all the little things right. There wasn't a lot to choose from. Neither of these teams hit a lot. They all had their disappointments. It wasn't just about strikeouts, as a lot of people want to make it about, because it wasn't. Yeah, the Yankees struck out 64 times. Well, the Astros struck out 54 times. It wasn't that big a difference. It was that they got some bigger hits and bigger spots, but they made plays. The Astros stole runs with their defense. The Yankees gave the Astros extra outs. The Astros did everything right on the base paths. The Yankees ran themselves into outs. Didi had a chance to keep that run from scoring. He went for the double play and didn't get it. The Astros, every time they needed to make a double play or get a play, Judge should never get doubled off on a Brantley play. Brilliant play by Brantley. But he never should get doubled off on that play in front of him. Absolutely never. And Gaudy hits a line drive with two on, and the right fielder makes a nice catch. And then Gaudy misses the foul pole by an inch. And the Yankees made some bad decisions. They stuck with Encarnacion in Game 6, which there's no way he should have been in that lineup. And if Stanton, after being in the lineup in Game 5, wasn't strong enough to be in the lineup in Game 6, then what they should have done in Game 6 was put Sanchez at the DH and Romine behind the plate. It would have made you better behind the plate, given Romine a chance to maybe do something offensively, which would have been gravy, but it would have been better behind the plate, and you still would have had Sanchez's bat in, because Encarnacion was lost this entire series. The most befuddling thing in this series was where Encarnacion went from where he was in the Minnesota series, where he was running to the plate because he couldn't wait to get up there and hit the line drive somewhere, to the Houston series where he was overmatched every single at-bat, 1-for-18 with 11 strikeouts. And the Yankees not only stayed with him and not only showed him too much respect, but kept him in the middle of the order the whole time. He should not have been there in Game 6. And, you know, it's very easy to say after the fact that you want Chapman to walk Altuve, but, you know, that means you're putting the second, you're putting the winning run in scoring position. You're walking the winning run into scoring position in the bottom of the ninth inning. I understand you're facing a guy who's in the game for defensive purposes. He does play, though. And then you get beat with a bloop. You get beat with a bleeder. So it's very hard to do. It's not an automatic move. What happened was Chapman just absolutely lost the plate with his fastball. Completely. He could only throw the slider for a strike. He threw it for a strike at 2-0. He threw it for a strike at 2-1, and Altuve deposited it in Dallas. Yes, you got beat by their best. But it's a hard, it's not easy to put the winning run in second base in the bottom of the ninth inning of an elimination game. It's just not easy to do where you get beat by a bloop. It's easy to do after the fact. Everything's easy to do after the fact. But again, you watched it. They made the plays on the base paths. They made the plays with their gloves. They got the bigger hits. And it wasn't like they got a lot more bigger hits. The Yankees got some big hits. Big hit by LeMahieu in the ninth inning. I mean, that's a big at bat. And the Yankees got worn down in the bullpen because they had to go there more. So Green got worn down, and Ottavino really hadn't had nothing since September, and he got worn down. And Kahnle got used 3 days in a row, and he got worn down. And Chapman just couldn't find a plate. They got beat in six games, competitive games. Yankees had a million. The one thing that you can look at some series sometimes where you say, boy, the Yankees just generated nothing offensively. That's not the case in this series. They had guys on base the entire series. They just couldn't get the hit they needed. And in games 4, 5, and 6, whoever hit the three-run homer won the game. Game 4, they hit 2 3-run homers. They win the game. Game 5, Hicks hits the 3-run homer. And lucky that he did, because after the first inning, I sat there. They didn't touch Verlander. Verlander didn't get it right to the second inning from there. And he was incredibly professional because that saved the bullpen. That was a big thing he did. And he gave up basically one base runner after that. They couldn't touch him. But Paxton pitched well, and that night Britton was game. And that was a good win. That was a gritty win. They showed a little grit there. And you give them credit, and LeMayu credit for bouncing back and, you know, pushing game six the way they did. They didn't fold up after the three-run homer in the first inning and go home. They fought in that game. But you know what? That's all nice if you're the Minnesota Twins. That's okay if you're another team. If you're the Yankees, you don't talk about what you did in a losing effort. You don't talk about how you extended the ALCS to six games. You're the Yankees. You don't act that way. You don't talk that way. You're about championships. You flaunt it all the time. You're about rings. But one thing you've come to learn is when you're beating up on Baltimore and Detroit and Kansas City and Toronto in the regular season, it means nothing. Doesn't mean you're any closer to winning a title. Yeah, you got to get to the postseason. And that's not always easy. But for the Yankees, it's kind of a birthright, especially in the way baseball is now. Most years it's going to be there. It's what you do when you get there. So don't act like this isn't disappointing, and don't point to the regular season and the injuries. Nonsense. This team was supposed to go to the World Series this year, or the year was a disappointment, and nothing changes that. This year was a disappointment. If they try to sell you anything else, it's nonsense. If you try to justify it in your own mind and say it's anything else, it's nonsense. The idea is to get to the World Series, and you didn't. It's a disappointing year, and you try to build on it. Maybe you take Cole away from them. Maybe you get Bumgarner. Maybe you get another guy to throw in the middle of the lineup who you think is going to be able to have a big at-bat. But it's hard to say exactly who's going to have big at-bats. The Yankees thought Encarnacion would have big at-bats. They brought him here because he had a postseason reputation. He was atrocious. And listen, I've been against benching Sanchez. And I've heard the fans scream about him, but the fans scream about everybody. But he's got to be better. He's got to be better than this, offensively and defensively. There's no more coddling him. He's got to be better than this. Torres grew up, I think, in the series, and he's got to be better in the field. LeMayu had a wonderful year. Even Urshela, you got to give him credit for what he did. He didn't hit it all in the series, but then he did have a heck of a game six. Yankees had four guys who were 43 of those 64 strikeouts. Encarnacion, Sanchez, Judge, and Gaudy. They were 43 of the 64 strikeouts. They had plenty of opportunities, plenty of chances. A million chances. And they didn't get the job done. And the other team, A, had the best player in Altuve. He was the best player in the series. Cole might have been sitting on it if he had to pitch game seven, and he was real good in the game he pitched. He battled. But Altuve was the best player. And they made the plays in the field. And they got a really good series out of Brantley. And they caught everything. They did the right thing on the base paths. And let's be honest, they were the better team. They were a little more clutch. They played a little tighter baseball. And that's why they're going to the World Series and the Yankees aren't. And there's a lot of things we need to sort out in the next couple of days. The Yankees have some hard decisions to make, like Didi. They have hard decisions to make, like Gaudy. Would they bring Gaudy back on a one-year contract or not let him go? Do they bring Didi back or let him go and let, you know, LeMayu play second? Let Torres play short? Let Urshela play third and then decide what Andujar's role is on the team, if he has one? If Chapman opts out, you got some questions to answer there. What about Betances? A lot of issues. You know, some guys are gone. You know, there's going to be changes. And this team's not complete yet. They haven't done what they need to do yet. Yes, they've won 100 games the last 2 years, but they have fallen short in the postseason. And Yankee teams, when they have gotten to the postseason, have usually found a way to get to the World Series. That has not been the case since 2010. A lot of disappointment. Some years you had very low expectations. But in recent years now, again, last year you ran into a juggernaut. You could explain it away the season by ran into a juggernaut with the Red Sox. This year, you knew you had to go through a very good team, a team that was every bit as good or if not better, and they turned out to be better. Anybody who's objective knows they're the better team. Not by a lot. They play the game better. They don't make any mistakes. They don't make any mistakes. The home run was big in this series. One team hit 10, one team hit 8. Home runs decided almost every game in this series. Big hits, big moments, situational baseball, that's what decides it. Little things decide it sometimes. And they just, Yankees weren't always tight, and the Astros were always tight. They always made the right play. And then not only that, they took outs away. Now they go on to the World Series, and the Yankees go home, lick their wounds, and try and get better. When we come back, Yankee calls.